T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is it possible Kitty were already at the end of Concerts on the Square?
That can't be. Summer just started.
I know. Maestro Andrew Sewell is here. Good morning, Maestro.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. Now, of course, last week, Andrew made a concert specifically for Kitty because they were doing the whole White Album. So, Kitty, we
wanted... No, it was Abbey Road.
I'm sorry. Abbey Road. How, Kitty, how was the show?
I particularly liked Maxwell Silver Hammer. I thought that was great. And Octopus's Garden was awesome as well.
You can tell she's lying, can't you? it's just like when your musicians don't practice. You look them in the eye and you know that they're not doing it right. Kitty, what happened to you? How did you not go?
My Uber was late.
Which means her boyfriend. That's her Uber. All right, so here we are. The final concerts on the square for the season. It's Rachmaninoff.
Exactly, yes. So we've got a pianist from Russia, Ilya Yakushev, and he's going to be performing the second piano concerto of Sergei Rachmaninoff in the first half, and another piece from a 1944 movie called Love Story, and it's set in Cornwall, England, and it's between a woman pianist who meets an RAF pilot, and she's got heart failure, and he's going blind, and they have a romance. And so this was the music that was written for it, for piano and orchestra, called Cornish Rhapsody by the English composer Hubert Bach. So that's the interesting piece on the program. And then the second half, we have Magic Flute Overture and Stravinsky's Firebird Suite.
Are you going to bring everybody down with this story about the blind pilot and the dying woman during their picnics?
No, it's actually interesting. You know, it was released in 1944, starring Margaret Atwood, but then when it was in the U.S., it was called A Lady Surrenders.
That's not, right. She surrenders.
I'm thinking that's not a nice title.
goes into the kitchen barefoot and pregnant. That's what we're thinking in the United States.
Anyway, it's beautiful, beautiful romantic music. So okay, we're very excited about
that's
it.
That's nice. So the season overall, you've had some record crowds this year?
We had a very large crowd last week. It was so large.
How large
to
was
60,000.
How much?
55,000. Yes. People were on the burns in the middle of the road, and there were chairs all over the place. I mean, it was at 3:15, all the blankets area was completely covered. So people were really excited about that program, and it was a beautiful night. So a win-win for everybody. It was a wonderful evening.
Yeah, and it should be as well tonight. Now, this Russian pianist, has he been asking to see any kind of... I'm just wondering if he's asking about our elections. Or anything, you know? doesn't want to meddle in the elections?
Yeah, well, no. He's from St. Petersburg, so it's not Moscow, but yes, it's still Russia. Okay. But he spends a lot of time in New York. But he's a fantastic pianist, studied here, and won all of these competitions when he was 12. And we've performed together numerous times. He was here back in February playing in our indoor season. And he's really got a fantastic repertoire, and I think it's something that people should not miss. We're doing the complete concerto, which is about 30 minutes of piano and orchestra.
Wow. Wait, did you say he won a huge competition at 12?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that, but not the Van Cliburn one.
He won national Moscow in St. Petersburg competitions and things. Piano competition.
That's crazy. Okay, and you get to
somebody
see him for free tonight.
Somebody practiced when his mom told him to, unlike me.
Well, true. It does make you get better, for sure.
Wow. How old is he now? I'm just curious. Do you know?
Well, he's in his mid-30s, probably. Wow.
Okay, that's a real treat, everybody, to see tonight world-class pianist. And also, Andrew will be there, too. Maestro,
thank you.
Well, you play piano, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay.
Not very well, but, you know, I studied it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you, Jonathan? Is yours a saxophone? Didn't you tell me you played the saxophone?
I actually took violin in, like, fourth grade.
You did?
Fifth grade and sixth grade. And here's how. Here's my glorious how it worked for us. I don't know if you do this. I don't think you do this with professional musicians. But in our little orchestra at Wilmot Elementary, if you wanted to challenge the chair in front of you, you could move up. I mean, you don't do that, right?
No.
Not for professionals.
Boy.
But you do that for kids.
Were you in school? That must have been back a long time ago.
In grade school. So what they would do is, so you're like, if you're fourth chair and you want to be third chair, you would challenge the third chair, and then you'd each play a little piece, and then you'd both put your heads down, and then everyone else in the orchestra would vote what should happen.
That sounds like a popularity contest.
So, wow. Kind of. But so what happened was, sorry that we're digressing, but let me just say this for a moment. My friend Craig and I, we're both sort of in the middle of the pack, and we slowly kept moving backwards. And then we ended up being that. How many are there? Eight? How many violins are there?
Yeah, it could be eight. Depends on the school. But by not challenging, you got relegated to the back.
So I was seven, and he was eight. And I said, do you want to challenge me? And he said, no, all right, I'm not challenging you. And we just rode the back the rest of the
time. Oh, there you go. And it's much, much, much more fun in the back of the bus, right?
Indeed, indeed.
Man. Mm-hmm.
All right, Maestro. Well, always a pleasure to talk to you. It goes way too fast. And everybody, don't forget the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra gives you free music now, but there's plenty of stuff indoors coming up. You have a fabulous season ahead,
right? We do, exactly, starting in January. So five indoor concerts, and we're repeating them in Brookfield at the Sherilyn Wilson Center this year. So we're doing repeat performances in Brookfield on Saturdays.
So go check them out, wisconsinchamberorchestra.com, and support them all year long. Maestro, thank you so much.
Yes, and thank you, guys. It's been a good 20 years so far.
Oh my God. Maybe another 20 more?
Okay, yeah, well,
go
we'll see.
For it.
Let's do a
suicide.
All right, take it.
Go home and listen to the Beatles, Kitty, all right?
I will.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.